which is in itself a monotonous occupation. "Oh, my night could not be called monotonous," said he, and laughed. He laughed very heartily with a high, ringing note, leaning back in his chair and shaking his sides. All my medical instincts rose up against that laugh. "Stop it," I cried. "Pull yourself together," and I poured out some water from a carafe. It was useless, however. He was off in one of those hysterical outbursts which